Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Welcome to the show. This is Blog Talk Radio too, as well. On Blog Talk Radio, you be your, you know, let it be your insights, how you feel about the situation. We've got some glitches and mitches and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what it is. So just bear with us, and if you want to give a call in here and get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. We also have the chat room open. So if you want to check out the check, okay, put it this way. If you guys want to go in the chat room, for some reason the idea of talking is just not kicking in today. Anyway, if you guys want to check out the chat room, check and ask a couple of questions, please do so. We will get to you as soon as possible. If you want to be impatient and you want to ask your question and get mad because I don't answer it as fast as you want me to, then leave. Okay? If you're that impatient and if you think the situation is that stressful, then maybe you should go somewhere and meditate before you come back, okay? We had someone already come in the chat room, ask a question, and I told them to hold on, and they left. All right? So this everybody be a little bit patient and deal with the situation. We got 2 hours of nothing but healing reading. So this guy, keep that in mind, okay? Plus, if you want to contact me for a free reading, not some. If you want to contact me for a private reading, right now, this month of May, we're having a special, $75 for 75 minutes. We also have 90-minute sessions for $77. That also falls at $77 for the 90-minute sessions, life coaching, relationship counseling, stuff like that. Also, we have parties and group readings. And usually those go between $135 to $150 per session. But now for this month, you can get it for $77. So if you want to have us at your party, it's only going to cost you $77 for the whole length of your party. If you want to do a group or a conference reading, which means conference means we do it on Skype. Group readings mean we do it in person. Please do so. Those are also usually $150, but this month we're going to give you a special for $77. We appreciate everybody who listens to this show. We listen to all the callers and everything like that. We appreciate every one of you guys. That's why I like to have those prices like that, because if you go on my website right now, you will see that a 75-minute reading will cost you $125. A 45-minute reading will cost you $75. And a 25-minute reading will cost you $55. But for our callers and listeners, special for the month is $75 for 75 minutes, $45 for 45 minutes, and $25 for 25 minutes. The 90-minute sessions are going for $77. The groups, the parties, everything. We're also doing one-on-one readings on Skype and parties through Skype, where all you have to do is have a laptop or a desk computer on your side of the whole thing, and we'll have ours on there, and we can be, no matter where the party's at in the country, we can be there. Also, same thing with one-on-one readings. All the specials. If you're listening to this show, you get all those specials and that kind of stuff. I just wanted to sit there and specify that, because some people go on the site and they go, well, it says here $125. That's true, because that's the regular price. But if you know, and we've already talked, the best thing to do is just go to the donation button and make your payment that way. So therefore, everything's done accordingly, and there's no hassle. It's smooth transition. Boom. Plus, we're saying $75 for 75 minutes. And if you noticed, the 45-minute reading goes for $75. So if that's an easier route for you to go to by finding one that says $75 on it and pushing it, always remember, it doesn't change. We've already discussed it. We've already talked about it. You'll get 75 minutes, I guarantee it. And also, the situation, we also have blocks of time, too. The blocks of time goes like this. You can get three 90-minute sessions for $150. All right? And you can get five 75-minute sessions for $125. You can get five 45-minute sessions for $100. And you can get five 25-minute readings for $75. Yes. All right, so we also have gift certificates. We also have the parties and the conference calls go through. Conference calls go through Skype. So if you have 5 or 10 of your friends, you all want to get together and do a session, and you want to do a group reading, doesn't matter whether you're out in the country, we can do it through Skype. And those are only $77 for the whole thing to cover all your friends. And it's guaranteed at least you'll get at least a 20-minute reading for each and every one of your friends. With parties, we can be there for your party, too, by just, like I said before, just having a computer on your side. We have a computer on our side. Work through Skype, sit down the arrangements and that kind of stuff. We can be there. And those things go for where you can have us at your party for $77, even if it can be on the computer or it can be in person, same price. All right, and right now we have this thing going on tonight, so if you book any kind of readings or any kind of sessions while we're on the show and schedule one for after the show, I will give you an additional 10% off. Okay? Keep that in mind, too. Also, every Friday, for the fifth caller, we will give you a free 45-minute reading. All right? So tune in for that, too, as well. Keep with us and the sessions. And then Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about Atlantis, the connection to Lemuria. Are they two societies? Or did one merge into the other, and actually they were one and the same. And then on Thursday night, we're going to sit there and do a session on covering the higher arcana and all the angels There's 22 angels that back each one of those cards. And we're going to go over that too as well. And plus, on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we're also going to be doing free readings throughout the night too as well. So keep with us. It's an hour session, hour show. And then next weekend on Friday, we'll be giving away the 45-minute session for the fifth reading, for the fifth caller. And then we got some other things coming up too, where we're going to be bringing in some guests and that kind of thing. So stay with us and that kind of stuff. We actually have one lady, Karen. I was hoping to actually have her back on the show because of these caverns and stuff that she's trying to find. I thought that'd be an interesting show in itself. Lucy Love, who are you? What is your name? If you can hear me right now, type your name in the chat. You've been popping in the show quite a bit. Now I'm curious about who you are. But on every night, we always have some kind of topics. Okay, guys? If you want to take advantage of all those readings, I'm sorry. If you want to take advantage of all the specials that we got going on, please give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or give us a call at 740-601-9835. Or call me on my private line, which is 719-632-6257. Or contact me through Skype. My Skype is donald.reed8, all in small letters. And also contact me if you want to. Contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And like I said before, just a little topper on the whole thing, May special, $75 for 75 minutes. And I recommend that we're also going to do some more insights on the difference between a past life reading and a past life regression. All right, so stay with us tonight. We're going to be covering a lot of things here, so we're going to be really kicking some butt. So therefore, everybody in the chat room, hello, how are you? Lucy Love, who are you? And hello to you too as well. And if anybody wants to ask a question in the chat room, please be patient, because I usually have a tendency to focus a lot on the queue and getting the questions answered and that kind of stuff. So just stick with us, all right? Then we're going to take a break for 2 seconds. I want you all to sit and take a deep breath. If you got any questions in the chat room, I'm going to be coming back to you. And what we're going to do is, while we're waiting for people to call in, we are going to sit down and do what I call is pull one card for each person who's in the chat room. Also, we're going to pull one card for everybody in this situation, everybody out there who's listening, from our angel tarot cards. And then we're going to look in my angel book at the angel number for today. I had a friend of mine and a bunch of people have been seeing 333, so we're going to go over that one too. So check back with us, and we're going to play this nice little tune for you. It's by Boston. It's called Higher Power. Be right back. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man, your host. And this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link. We're sitting here doing, we're going to be doing free angel readings, so call in. Please do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. That'd be great to hear from each and every one of you guys. So give us a call, please. And we're going to be going back here in the chat room in a few seconds. We're going to go over some stuff. I was going to give the number out right now. We're actually also going to do one thing we were supposed to do last night, which I forgot to do, is the idea of giving out lottery numbers. So if you want to get your pens and your papers and get ready for some numbers we're going to be giving out here soon, please do that, because we got some really good numbers here. We keep popping up all the time. So I want to spread them out to the world and say, hey, if you want any money, I want to hear from you. Anyway, so we're going to do that too here as soon as I find that book. I got some numbers right in the book. So if you're ready for that, I'll be glad to do that. All right. The number for the day, like I told you before, was the number of 333. All right. People have been seeing that number everywhere. Not just me, but a lot of people. So let's take a look at that situation. All right. Looking. The number 333, which means... take a look at the situation. All right. It means you are completely surrounded, protected, and loved, and guided by the beloved Ascended Masters. Your spiritual connection with the angels, archangels, and Ascended Masters is clear and very real. So open up and listen. The Ascended Masters are guiding and protecting you through some necessary and healthy life changes. Your prayers for help with material needs, such as paying the bills, money for food and shelter, and so forth, have been heard and answered by the Ascended Masters. It's on the way. It's not already popping in your life right now, so open up to receive. Do what you got to do with that whole situation, all right? Also, the one number I saw, too, was today was 522. So let's take a look at that one, too, 522. All right, 522 says the meaning of 552 is, with faith you can do anything. Truly believe in your prayers. Truly believe that your prayers to improve your life have been heard and answered. The Ascended Masters are guiding you to release the old and embrace the new. Angels and archangels are watching over your new projects and helping your transformation, helping you to transform your ideals and dreams into reality. That's a good one, isn't it, guys? Okay. All right. We're going to pull one card out of the Angel Tarot card deck, too, real quick, and see what that's all about. So if you want to write the meaning down to this one, too, keep that pencil and paper out and listen up what's going to be going down. And then we're going to go right into the chat room, and we're going to pull a card for each person in the chat room right now. All right, here we go. Then we're going to sit here and shuffle. I usually shuffle about three times. We're going to sit here and then we're going to cut the deck, look for the card. That will be the card for the day. You know, I just sit and rush these things. I mean, come on, guys, we've got plenty of time, 2 hours. I'm going to shuffle for now. What do you think? All right, here we go. So you know, we're sitting here going over the whole thing going, I can just feel the impatient people out there. Gosh, take a deep breath. It's not three, and calm down. Relax. Oh, my gosh. It's like crazy, my friend. Ooh. All right, we're ready. And we're going to cut the deck. All right, we're cutting the deck. And we're going for that final one card for the day, which the card for the day is Awakening. Now, this card has an archangel attached to it, too, as well, Archangel Gabriel. It says, look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill, so it's something that's not permanent. it's important to be yourself. So in the process of looking at life and the situations that are going on right now, if you're sitting there going, I think I should kiss my ass's, my boss's ass, and I should do all these things to maintain my job. See, that last part of the card says it's important to be yourself. You're not being yourself at that moment. You're being what the people think you should be, to actually keep something, not really having a lot of faith in your own abilities. And that's definitely a wake-up call, an awakening that tells you it's time to move on. It's the idea of looking at situations and opportunities and everything from a different perspective. See things for what they are. Like when your boss fires you, don't get mad at the guy. Just go up and shake his hand and say, thank you. You finally gave me the direction I've been looking for. And that's what it is. It's direction and a sign. It says your prayer's been answered. So therefore, the idea of the situation is move forward, move on, take care of the whole situation. All right, let's go to our chat room, see what's up. Still waiting for callers, guys. So if you want to give us a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. We also got this special going on, too. $75 for 75 minutes and all the specials we got going on. You call during this show and book a reading after the show, I will give you an additional 10% off that price as well. So keep that in mind. I want you to all sit there and think about these things in a situation because we're trying to give all kinds of special. We're trying to get people in the door to sit down and go, okay, maybe I should get a reading. Because it's really important with a situation, if you're even contemplating the idea of doing readings or getting some insights for a situation or counseling or relationship counseling. I do all those things, and I would love to sit down with each and every one of you guys and work and find the solution, if not the direction, and make you feel great about your life and yourself again, okay? So just keep those things in mind. Let's go to the chat room. Chat room, it's in, if you want to give us a call on those specials too, I'm sorry, guys. Now the number is 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or call me on my private number, which is 719-632-6257 or call me through Skype at my Skype name, which is donald.reed8 or go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, guys. I forgot to say one thing, too. Our sponsor, Richard Pelang. If you want to be a sponsor for the show and you want to get you, your product, or your service sponsored, $40 a month. And I heard someone else the other day said that was too expensive. Okay, take your little butt out there and go to one of these real radio shows where you're going to pay like $200, $300, $400. I just went down yesterday. I mean, when was it? The last time I checked with Muscle and Fitness to advertise to Muscle and Fitness to get my freaking service sponsored. $600. That's just for an ad in a magazine. Of course it's going to hit a lot of people too, okay? But, you know, it was like a simple line, three lines, $600. And last time I checked, it's almost like a $1,200. And that's for 1 month. That's not like you're going to get a monthly thing. You got to pay that each month. So keep that in mind too, guys, if you really want some things on it. Also, with the situation, come on in. Sit down. All right, just come on in, sit down. If you do have a product, or you're writing a book and you're doing anything and you come on the show to get a reading, that kind of stuff, I would like for you to actually tell people the information so they can actually contact you, find your book, your services. If you do readings, if you have a blog talk radio show or anything like that, please come on the show as you're getting a reading and give us the information so those people can contact you because we're all crossing paths for a reason. Uplifted words. The power of the words and the thoughts. Let's go to speak wonderful words. You have luck, you can breathe. Okay, Lucy, where are you calling? Oh, Lucy's gone. All right. Okay, what did I say? Interesting. Well, that was very interesting itself. We were about ready to go to the chat room and pull a card for each person in the chat room. But as I look in the chat room, guess what I see? I only see two people. Where'd everybody go? We got Lucy Love. She said, let's go to speak wonderful words, the power of the words and the thoughts. Can you please use uplifted words, please? Now, we have to take a look at the situation and say, you know something? I'm getting really irritated with people right now, you know? And that's one of those things where we sit here and go, hey, you know something? Everything that crosses your path, I think, is doing it for a reason. So I think it's the ideal to relinquish your control issues and let everything unfold naturally, okay? So the ideal, the situation, everybody wants to talk about disrespect, respect, the whole bit. You know, the ideal, the words and that kind of thing, maybe we should sit here and look at the situation. Well, for some reason, we don't have divas tonight. Da, 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 da. I don't know where she's at either. Let's see. Oh, there she is. Let's bring D in. See what's happening.
Hi.
Oh, D, how are you?
I don't know. I just. It's one of those days. Watch out! I might shred somebody.
I'm just saying. You're like a half hour late.
I know. I was having. I told you I might be late once in a while, and I was. I was chatting with Psychic Chef. I'm going to be chatting with him later. The Psychic Chef, yes, Pete from Australia.
Valid, okay.
No, he's fabulous. He's another one of us that's really, really good.
That's good.
So I'm chatting, I told him I'd catch him after his show.
We're actually looking in the chat room, fixing to pull some cards for everybody. Last time I looked, there was like four or five people in there. I went back in there, there's only two.
Ah.
So let's look at Tasha Padlis. I want everybody to sit there and do a thing, okay? If you have any kind of grievances or suggestions and that kind of stuff, please submit them to my email. On Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things and answer all your questions on those kind of things and even change things accordingly. But with the situation of having talk shows and that kind of stuff, there's just things we have the tendency to go with the flow and the spirit coming through. So if you don't agree with it, that's one thing you should work on is your resistance. Put down your resistance and see things for what they are because they're all unfolding in front of you for some reason. And you're here, you attracted something in the situation, so put it out there and say, okay, what's up? And just kind of open yourself up and see what's going on. So if anybody in the chat room would like to have a card, I want card pulled for them, please let me know. Let me know.
Okay, we'll do that.
Well, Lucy Love has been in the chat room for, I don't know how, and I was sitting there talking and asking her what her name was and who is she, and she just won't tell me.
Huh.
So I was like, okay, no problem. So who wants, if you guys can hear me in the chat room, who wants an angel card? Is everybody, like, sleeping or something? All right. She goes, Lucy Love. She was saying, let's go to speak wonderful words. And then she said, the power of the words and the thoughts. Can you please use uplifted words, please? And I was like, you know something? One thing I was going to say that people just don't catch on this show is we have a tendency to start, we will talk about situations, the negative part about the whole thing and just try to actually talk about the subject and then come out with a positive outcome. All right? In order to talk about issues, insecurities, we have to actually use the words to describe it. Then as we describe it, then we have a tendency we can let go of it and let it go. But in the process, so we have that one situation where I told everybody, I said, take all the things you don't want, write it down on a piece of paper, and throw it away. Well, you're still going to have to use those words to write it down on that piece of paper before you can toss it out the window. And I don't think you should be fair enough to toss it out the window because someone else might get those grievances you don't like either. So burn it. Or one thing I couldn't handle to do, we used to talk about writing guardian angel letters and writing letters to your guardian angels and the spirits and stuff like around you. That's a way of actually mailing. This is kind of a spiritual mail, you know? And one person said this. She said, I did this too, and I flushed it down the commode. You know, I couldn't fathom that one because I felt like it was still, you know, it was still here on this plane. It was just wet and stinky, okay? But if you take it, and obviously this, I used to roll them up, and I would sit there and burn them. And I could tell that if I could light it and it would go, that was, to me, was a good delivery. If I had to sit there and like that thing about 3 or 4 times, I learned to do was take the letter, open the letter, and go, okay, something's telling me I should rewrite this in a different way. And then I would rewrite it, re-edit it, really focus, and then the angels would say, be very honest about what you really want. So then I do that, and then, behold, behold, when you light it up, they go, so it must have been something about the whole thing. Huh? So, if you want to take it, let's see. If you want to take advantage of the letters, okay, and you want to write one of those letters, what you do is you say, dear guardian angels, or you can say, dear, if you know your guardian angel, write the name down. Write the name down and put it in the context of your letter. What you do is you write down what you want. Okay, I have this. You can write down in detail. So I have the situation, and I would like this person to call me. Even go one step further, you know, be really precise. Do you want a relationship? Do you want a long-term relationship? Do you want all these things going on? It's amazing when I sit here and do readings all the time, how many women or sinners saying, you know something? Is he going to commit? Is he going to, if we're going to have a relationship? If, are we? And I'm just like, okay, have you sit down and declared to the universe anything? Are you still walking around going, I'm powerless to do anything here, so what can I do? Not realizing, take back your power, because when you say you're powerless, you just gave it away. So these guardian angels are really good for situations like that, too, because I always tell everybody, beware, because you will get an answer, and you will get results, okay? Some people don't like the results. I want this person right here. I want this person to come to me and express their feelings truly to me, because I feel like they're hiding their feelings. And then the person comes to you and tells you off. That's how it truly feels. So those guardian angel letters, fantastic. Okay, when you get done with that letter, write down at the bottom, sincerely, you, and then go burn it. This is like a way of delivering it to the other plane, to the angels, to say, okay, here you go. I think it's just one of those things that's easy to go, so you don't dwell on it. Most people have a tendency to take those letters and stick them to their focus board. I'm going to get an answer. I'm saying, no, you're not, because you're dwelling on it too much. All right, we got one person in the chat room. When I do these angel cards, I would like for people to at least give me their first name so I have something to focus on. First name, a birthday, something like that. Okay, so the lady in the chat room, will say, her name was Fabulous. Tosh Fabulous. What is your first name? And we will pull an angel card for you. Hello? Tasha. What did I think that? Okay, Tasha. Okay, Tasha, when was you born? When is your birthday? Okay, Tasha. So, Tasha, is that your birthday? Tasha. Okay, that's great, but when is your birthday? Oh, there we go. 6/22/95. Let's go. I got to look that one up to you. The angel number is 622. I've been seeing that one all day, too. And I see it just now, I just saw it again. All right, 622. And the angel book means that this is a strong message from the angels urging you to keep the faith, that everything will be okay, because it will. Trust the ascended masters. Trust that the ascended masters have heard and answered your prayers for help, because they have. Have faith in the angels' miraculous abilities to help and support you. Keep it all in mind. Keep it going, okay? 622. What is 622? That's June 22nd. She's round the cuff, and I would actually go, she can be two of mind, but she's definitely a Cancer. We're going to sister and shuffle one more time. We're going to sister cut the cards. And we're going to go, what is her card? All right, here we go. This is the Archangel card. This is Archangel Raphael. It says, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and release old patterns. It's the ideal. It's a time to let go of the old and open up for the new. It's the ideal. Breathing is the key. It's always been the key. Like I always tell people, you talk to many psychics who actually do breathing before they do readings, where they'll sit there and take three deep breaths when you ask a question, and they say the messages come very clearly. So it's definitely, breathing can open up all those senses and everything goes along with it. I don't think we had this thing about today, which was kind of freaky to me. Okay, was the idea of chakras and clearing out your chakras and your auras and stuff, and people saying that will make me stronger. You know something, the truth is, when you start doing that kind of work, we have sit there and neglected them for so long, we don't realize it's an illusion. It's actually keeping our strength down. That strength has always been there. It's just the idea of taking on all this negativity has a tendency to cloud those, so they're not allowed to do what they got to do. And then we start losing faith in ourselves. We start losing faith in our intuition because it's just cloudy. So in the process of letting it go, what you're actually doing is you're finding the strength that's always been within you. God has never left you. Your God essence is still there. The essence of who you are is still there. It's just murky, cloudy, kind of muddy. But when you sit and take the whole thing, it's like a window. Look at a windshield. A windshield is so strong and so freaking durable, okay? Just because you get mud on the front of it or it's murky and you can't see out of it doesn't mean that strength is still not there. And once you get those windshield wipers and a little window solution, and you put some of that stuff on there and the windows are clear, what happens? You can see the road clearly. And that's the whole idea with the idea of clearing your chakras, clearing your aura, constantly focusing on meditations and opening up that connection to your spirits, your angels, your guides, angels, God. It's like taking that same windshield, spraying some Windex on it, and wiping it clean. Now you can see clearly. I can see clearly. Okay. Anyway, so when you sit and go look at the situation, that's what it's all about. So therefore, take three deep breaths for whatever resonates with you. Also, incorporate affirmations. Put them out there. Say, today. What is your day? My goal for today is to do 20 private 60-minute readings. Thank you. Okay, that's my day. What else am I going to do today? Happy, content, want more people to call me. All those people who got my card, call me now. You know, come on to the show. It's like it looks like saying to the angels, angels, archangels, ascended masters, fill up the queue. Fill up the chat room. Let's make this like one of the most successful shows we've ever had. And then you do it every day. Today's a successful show, tomorrow's a successful show, you know. And you can also detail it, but I'm just saying with the situation. Put it out there. Go, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to do this. And just keep going. Affirm in the mornings, and I guarantee when you affirm in the mornings, your day will be a great day. Even if you didn't make any money. Money's what? That's on the weekdays, right? So if you make any money on Sunday, it's just one of those times to sit down, take a nap, relax, do some meditation, focus on certain things, finish up a book, do some more studying, whatever it is. Just kind of go with the flow, and I guarantee you everything will be pointed out to you that things will be fine. Now we have another person in the room who's just a guest. If they would like to have an angel card, just let me know. I would be glad to give you one too as well. Let's go back to the queue. And we're going to sit here and go, where is everybody at? I can hear him walking. Come on in. So, Dee, what's up with you?
I'm in one of those weird places where I don't know if up is down or down is up, and all my perceptions of my whole my family have just been shut out the window.
Oh, yes. Oh, shoot. So I was sitting there talking about Richard, and I forgot to ask you. We have a sponsor named Richard. And then I went right
yes,
into the
we
spill
do.
About.
You do.
I said we also spilled about how you become a sponsor that I actually forgot to say Richard is our sponsor, and he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, and you should go check it out. And it's got some great spiritual and natural products. And actually, I forgot to say the whole thing about, he says he actually makes the body washes and that kind of thing to your specification. So therefore, it will actually work with you on the path that you chose with spirituality and things like that. And to get the toxins out of your system. So keep that in mind. Go to DivineBodyWash.com. Check out the products. And right now, Richard says for people who donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body mist to go with it. So therefore, it's a perfect opportunity to donate to a great show, keep us going, and the situation and everything that goes along with it. Because it's one of those things of being a part of it. Everybody wants to be a part of something. Be a part of the show, and you can be a part of the message that we always constantly give out. And plus, you get the chance to actually experience some really natural and spiritual products. You know, not samples, but actually full bottles. So therefore, check it out. And with the situation, I was saying before, he called me for a private reading for at 740-500-8863. And, Dee, go ahead and tell him about the information. I can contact you, too.
Yes, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. If you're looking for a phone reading, I recommend a $60 donation for 60 minutes, but I can work with other time frames and within your budget. And if you're looking for an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. Also, I do healing energy, if you're interested. Contact me, and we'll work out times and that, and I'll try to get back to you in 24 to 48 hours. If you're interested in some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I make jewelry using stone beads like moss agate, Picasso jasper, ocean jasper, all kinds of different stones and freshwater pearls, stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, which has a higher silver content, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So contact, if you're interested, just email me, and I can email you some pictures to give you an idea of what I can do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be doing that. So contact me, and we'll work out whether you're looking for a necklace or a bracelet or earrings and the length of the necklace, how many strands you want, that sort of thing. And, you know, I take PayPal for everything, and we'll discuss the prices and all that good stuff. I think that's it.
Okay.
Oi.
I'll sign them up on the chat. Okay. Plus, you can also reach me at 740-500-8863 and 740-601-9835. And let me make sure I have those numbers right. Okay, that's 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, 719-632-6257. This is my private line. Or call me through Skype at donald.read8, all in small letters. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And for this month, we're having what? We're having $75 for 75 minutes, $45 minutes for $45, $25 for 25 minutes. We also have a 15-minute session, which is a one-card reading. And for the 90-minute sessions, it's actually 90 minutes, sessions, parties, group readings. If you want to do some relationship counseling, life coaching, past life regressions, parents with gifted children sessions, those 90-minute sessions are great for those. And for this month, they're only going for $77. And we also have blocks of time, too. And I always recommend that when you do the counseling and stuff like that, that you at least get three sessions. You have three sessions, usually. And right now we have a block of time where you can actually get three sessions for $150. All right? So that's three sessions for $150. They're going for $77 now, but you can get three of those for $150. The 75-minute sessions, you can get five of those for $150. Yeah, we should go that $150. For five 75-minute sessions. We're trying to calculate things in our head. And then if you want to do if you want 5 45-minute sessions, those are 100. And if you want to do 5 25-minute sessions, those are only 75. All right. If you look at the regular prices on those things too, because for your 90-minute sessions, those are 135. For your parties, because parties are the same thing. Parties and group readings are only 77. So if you're having a party right now, instead of paying $150 to get the party, now only going to cost you $77. All right. So in a situation like that, also, you can get all those sessions done now. It's great. It's fantastic. Check it out. I'm telling you right now. What else? Oh, the sessions, okay, that's where I was going to go with it. 75-minute sessions are 135. The 45-minute sessions are 75 normally. And the 25s are 55. 25-minute are 55. And the parties are usually 150. Group readings are 135. But now, all down the scale, just for listening to the show, we will knock off those prices real quickly for you, I think, you know? So give us a call. We'd like to talk to each and every one of you guys, and when we sit down and do the sessions, you get us 100%, and I guarantee it would be one of the best readings you ever had. Let's see. I was thinking about that one thing, too, but I definitely want to work with children. Also, the idea we're also available for workshops. We're available for speaking engagements. So if you're looking for someone to speak, someone to do some workshops, be glad to sit down and work with the situation, because one of those things we'd love to do too as well is teach and teach and teach. So we want to sit there and have everybody, that's the point of actually being able to see. When they say they're spiritual, they mean it. And plus they're actually, their lives will reflect it, because they'll be living the dreams, the life, and all those wants, needs, and desires will be fulfilled to the point where they won't have any wants, needs, and desires. They'll just be living the life they've always wanted to live. And it's possible, it's done, it happens all the time. So if you want to be one of those people who experiences that whole thing, just work together now and take care of the situation. Also, I'm making sure I'm covering everything here too. I think that's about it. April's not here today. Some situations are going on with work and that kind of stuff. And lack of family with respect for space. But if you've been on the show before and you've talked to her and you want to contact her at 919-600-1904 or contact her through her website at www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. She does great clairvoyant tarot readings. She's a fantastic spiritual. Let's put this way again. She's a great, fantastic psychic medium spiritual advisor. She remote views. So if you have a girlfriend that you want to spy on or something like that, she can help you out with that situation.
You're not serious.
I'm just saying. You'd be amazed with some of the questions we get called on. Today, I was talking to one lady who just said she didn't know what to do. After talking to her for almost 30 minutes, I gave her all kinds of reasons what she wanted to do, and she said she didn't know what to do. And it's just one of those things that sometimes when you sit down with people, they can go in any kind of direction. You know, we sit and work. We don't have to do those kind of things. But I'm just saying, with the situation of opening up the door so people can actually come to you and say, do you really want to do this? When you should be looking at the situation and ask yourself, okay, that's just a lot of energy putting into something that you know for a fact if you feel like she's really fooling around, or even to the point where you know she is. Why do you want to deal with it? It's one of those things people looking for solutions, not realizing sometimes the solution is to walk away, to let go. Because all this physical stuff and everything else going on, I mean, look at the world right now. Some of the things that are out there that probably years ago we thought were crazy, but they're there. I mean, shoot, back in the 50s and the 60s, to think about dating services, they thought that was appalling. Oh, my favorite one is living together. That was looked down as taboo too as well. But now it seems like for somehow it's kind of incorporated itself into counseling as the next step in a relationship. And I'm just like, okay, I think you should, in some sense of the word, depending on the two individuals, I think they should actually hang out and get to know each other for about a year and a half. But, you know, if you can't really figure somebody out in a year and a half, I don't think you're ever going to. And plus, the reality part of that whole situation is, to be with two people to be together is a lifetime of getting to know each other. You're not going to wake up one day, I know who this person is. You know, the only way you're ever going to know who the other person is to really find out who you are. And then go from that direction of trusting your intuition, trust your abilities, trust who you are. And then you always trust everybody around you. If you sit there and say, I don't know, then I think you should be looking at yourself, too. What do you know? You're asking a question, but are you really asking the question of the person or are you asking the question of yourself? Because you should know these things when you're with somebody. This is a certainty. The more you know, the more you know. The more you know who you are, you know, the more you know who they are. Because everybody talks about this thing, too. They sit there and look at a situation and go, that's kind of crazy. You know, you got to get to know somebody. Who says? I just read this freaking book over here called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate's Waiting. And some of the things in here, it seems like some people have a tendency to write their books because they're scared of getting sued. You know, the one person sitting there saying, if you got some guy who confesses his love to you on the first date, sure, there's some crazies, but it doesn't mean they're all crazy. It's the ideal. I think we should sit, I mean, we can give the books out, give the blueprints, do the counseling, all these little sessions, but we still got to sit there and go back to one thing, individuality. If you got two people, we had this thing before too. People come together, spend 2 weeks together, get married, and spend the rest of their lives together. Okay, and then we have two people who meet after 3 days, they can't stand each other. What's the difference? Probably patience, understanding, and the understanding is that when you meet somebody, if it's the truth about every day we change because of what we're subjected to, how are you ever going to really get to know somebody if you don't experience it with them? And that's what we talk about, the soulmate connection or the twin flame connection. These go way beyond the physical. This is way up in there in the spiritual. There's this thing, like the psychic ability, claircognizances, where basically you know, you just know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's what it's all about, my friend. And you know it. You don't need a freaking therapist to tell you if you do or you don't. I don't think a therapist is supposed to tell you one way or the other or not. I think they're supposed to give you the information, the tools, and then it's up to you to make that deception. That is deduction, I'm trying to say. So that was kind of shooting me across the freaking tan, you know? And I was just like losing it for a minute there because it seems like in this day and age, we've also got therapists making decisions for people. We have support groups who are saying, I don't think you should do it, and if you do, they get mad at you. Okay, let's go back to the word support group. You make the decisions. And then when things don't go wrong, they're there to support you through the whole endeavor. So it seems like everybody seems like, I felt great, man, but I've just seen too many people who put themselves in a position of wanting to help other people. But all it is just to get attention. Okay? Attention is one of the things that you have to understand with the situation. It's good attention and bad attention. The idea of getting recognition, okay, for what you do. Because you're sincere, you put yourself into the whole situation, you do everything, you just do everything to the letter. And so, okay, you just work your butt off. You go out there, you say you want to help people, you put all your energy into everything and anything. And it's just kind of incredible. Because I was sitting there looking at some stuff myself, and it's kind of amazing that when people call me up and ask Tommy, they talk about steps. Well, me and my girlfriend on step three. I go, what the hell is step three? They go, well, you do relationship counseling. I said, yeah. I basically teach you how to trust yourself in the process of relationships. You can trust somebody else. So you can, in the process of trust, you can have this fantastic relationship. But there are no steps. Steps were created for one thing, to help you understand what wrong with your last relationship. Well, we have a caller in the queue, and let's take a call. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan, Sam.
All right, here we go. This area code 201. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Evening, actually, how are you?
This is who?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And now you kept breaking up.
All right, hold on. I took you from the speaker. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm alive. Donnie's alive.
I really needed your help to see some reading for me about my love life.
Okay.
And it's
so you
specifically
think you need some help?
About Peter and I, if you see anything.
Ah, Peter. Mm-hmm.
So with the situation of you and Peter, how long have you been seeing each other?
I'm sorry?
With you and Peter, how long have you guys been together?
A very, very long time. We've been 7 years straight, then we broke up 3 years, then we got back again in 2010, and today we just broke up.
How long ago?
Today, just now, like I'm on my way home right now.
Okay, so you broke up. Okay, so you guys were separated for 3 years. You got back together, correct?
Yes, 2010. So we've been together for 2 years, and today it was official.
Okay.
I can hear it in your voice.
I can hear it in her voice, too, but the one thing I keep going back to is when they were separated for three years. What was that breakup about with that situation?
It was about, like, him and I wanted to get married, and he was not ready, and we couldn't take anymore, and we broke up. And then we decided to come back again and try it again. And a lot of things, a lot of problems happened, and ended up today.
So is it one of the situations where he's still not ready to get married?
The fight, it was not just about that. It was about my gut felt he was cheating, and he said he was not, and it got very big, the problem, and we couldn't both of us take it, and it ended. But in my heart, I don't want to end it, because marriage for me, it was important before, but it was not as important as being with the person I'm happy with. So I want to see what can you see in this situation. Do you see us back, or this is it?
Okay, well, I'm just trying to understand that last statement of yours, where you were sitting talking about being happy with somebody.
I mean, emotional and everything, I was happy with him.
The guy you just broke up with?
Yeah. But I'm sorry, just a little bit erratic today.
I understand what you're saying, sweetie. But the biggest problem I have with the situation is you're talking about, first, in one statement, you're talking about how happy you are with this guy, but at the same time, underneath the surface, you're not happy with this guy. So I'm trying to figure out the situation, what you're asking for in the process of, are we going to get back together, when I go back to the one situation I was having before, where I felt like when you guys were separated for 3 years because of the situation where he wasn't ready to get married, okay, and then you get back together, but that situation was never dealt with. And I don't really feel like it was really discussed in depth like it should have been, because I don't think he ever gave you an answer, because I keep getting this really strong indication with this guy who's just full of it. He says he's not ready for marriage. What does that mean? Who is really ready for marriage in the process of the situation, how it's going to unfold? That's the beauty of the journey of life, okay? And then we have a situation here where now we've got the situation of messing around because of a gut feeling, okay? I understand that. But the one thing I don't understand, why would you want to get back with someone like this? You're saying you're happy with him. You're not happy with him. You're used to him. You're content with him. So it's like one of those situations of saying, oh, we pull a card for you, and if the first thing I got up was that Archangel Raphael, take a deep breath and heal from the past experiences of all the things he's put you through, so you can actually see this situation as clearly as possible, so you understand why you might actually have to come up with a decision of actually moving forward and moving on. Because it's just excuses of a person who is ready for anything that is confronting him. Because I see that when other when we have other parts of his life, he has no problem with those situations. But when it comes to relationships, he wants to drag his feet, he wants to procrastinate, and he lies. That's all I can even say. I can't even say he exaggerates. He just flat out lies. The idea of messing around, that's definitely, I get the impression, yes, he's definitely messing around. He's done it 3 or 4 times. It's just one of those things that I call these things anchors, where he keeps attaching himself to certain people, where he keeps telling himself, well, if I keep doing this, then I'm not ready. When it's just an illusion of a person who refuses to see things for what they really are. He cannot see you. He cannot appreciate you because he can't even fathom those things because his perception is just on himself. Okay? So with this kind of self-centeredness, it's not the ideal of being mean. I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm just saying this is the reality of what I see. And this man is just like, But when I sit here and look at the situation of the cards, like with my archangel, I'm sorry, my angel tarot card, I get nothing but positive things by leaving this person. I get abundance. I get fulfillment of wishes and dreams. I get the ideal of the life you've always wanted. Because it seems in some sense of the word of being with this person, it seems like you've taken all your dreams and all your expectations, your wants, needs, and desires have all been put on the back burner. Because you want to make this thing work so much, you just don't have a person to work with who's actually doing his side of it. So when you look at it, it's definitely unbalanced because it's like 75-25. You're doing the 75. Mm-hmm. I'm actually being nice with his 25, okay? I actually get a 20, maybe 15% of what he's actually putting into the relationship of actually working these things out, okay? It's almost like I get a guy on skates, on roller skates, just whistling along. And if you mess up with anything with his stuff, he gets mad. It's like he has everything the way he wants it to. And I understand what you're saying, but I just cannot fathom anymore of sitting here talking with certain women in the situation and saying, okay, this, we got to look at these situations for what they are. We got to examine these issues. And I just don't feel like in this situation these issues are even being addressed. It's the ideal, will we get back together or won't we? When it's the ideal, how can we sit there and keep this from happening in the first place? And then if we come up with the answer we can't, then we have to sit there and be honest with ourselves and really be who we are to move forward and say, I deserve a whole lot better than this. I need to give respect to myself, and I need to move on. Because in the situation, I'm telling you that he's not ready to get married. I feel like in some sense of the word, in that relationship at that time, he had actually hinted or said something to the order that he did want to get married. And all of a sudden it changed, okay? And you're being too understanding in the situation and too lenient when you should be speaking your mind. Because I keep seeing that you're emotional and stuff, but I feel like there's so much with it where I just feel like I just want to explode and just really let these emotions how I really feel about this person. And I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have anything to add to that? I'm sorry, I'm just... Sometimes with situations like this, and the passion of seeing someone's life unfold without a person and see all the potential of what can happen.
Yeah, but the whole situation before I left, and I said if this is going to work, at least you need to put the ring on my finger, and he couldn't do it, and that's how we ended it. My question is, do you think when he's sit by himself now, if this is going to come back, he will come back with the ring, or this is it? Does he have any, can you sense his spirit, his emotion, or anything? See if he's going to be willing to do this, or this is it for him?
I'm listening to you, and I'm feeling for you, but this is a guy that's cheated on you, and as Donnie says, he's cheated on you more than once.
He said no, but it's my gut, I'm not sure if delusional or not, and he swear today, he said he didn't do it, but I don't know, I'm kind of confused.
I am too, because I'm sitting there going like this. It's like I want you to relax, I want you to take 3 breaths, and I want you to sit there and listen to what we're saying to you. Forget everything he said, forget everything you think, because you're asking for help. In order to actually be able to actually use that help, you need to just listen to what we're going to say first. Don't just justify the idea because he swore to you. Because the first thing that popped in my head was my sister. My sister used to tell me things like this. I swear on my friend's life. I swear on my grandmother's grave. And she was lying every freaking time. And that's when I didn't look at this situation. I just see a guy who, in the process of making excuses, just keeps lying to the point where it's like almost like in my guy's angels are saying, she needs to pack and leave. She needs to let go of this whole situation and put it to rest. Is this situation over in the sense that you're asking the question? Is it over? Is he going to try to make it? Is he able to actually comply? I heard this today. I did a reading for a lady, and she talked to a medium who said, this person in a couple of months will be open for change. We don't realize that term, what that means means they're open to it. But with free will, they can either continue to be open to it and do the change, or they can close up again. Now, you have a friend, you have a point here with this situation. I feel like every time it comes to a climax with the emotions of what you want, he won't do that. That's when he clams up. That's when the whole thing starts falling apart. That's when you start getting those crunching feelings in your stomach. Some people call them butterflies, nervousness, tension, that kind of stuff when it comes to the things that he's doing. Because you know for a fact he's doing them. But you're mm-hmm. so comfortable just with the situation and the relationship that you're not looking at the ideal of how much disrespect you're giving to yourself, because you remain in this relationship. You're not speaking your mind. You're not telling how you really feel. So I just feel like there's still some resentment and some just anger underneath the surface. But I feel like if it was like let go, you might be able to see the situation a little more clearly and say, okay, the guy messed around on you. I understand the situation with spirituality and the things that go with it, forgiveness. I understand that. But see, with forgiveness, that's just the ideal releasement too. But you got to still look at the actions and how many times you're going to keep continually repeat it. Because he's sitting there, I'll sit here and deal with this, like with the cards. Your first card was fire, the ace of fire, that's the ace of swords. It says an exciting new opportunity. It says a career advancement, change your life now. Okay, that's your first card. Change mm-hmm. your life now. It's like the idea, this has been going on for almost 5 or 6, well, probably I keep getting 10 years. But they're saying flat out, I see an ace of fire is the ace of swords. Swords are like this. Cut everything loose in favor of what you really want and who you are. Because with the situation, I just really feel like this guy has a tendency to stifle you, where you really can't be yourself completely.
Mm-hmm.
And the first card that came out was an exciting new opportunity. Yeah, I think the opportunity is you're on the show, you're getting some advice, and there's a lot more. Because I just got this really strong impression. I'm sitting here. You're sitting here defending him. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the process of defending him, it's like looking at the situation of what have you done for yourself? What have you done? What was the last time you actually did something for yourself? So I just get the impression with this situation of working all the time that you really don't have time to really take time for yourself. It's constantly everything else in the world is just kind of taken over, and it's just actions, actions, actions. With the second card, it says you need to make it justice. Okay, justice. Now, when you get those two cards right off the bat, okay, first of all, mm-hmm. your boyfriend's messing around. He's not being honest with you. He's being deceitful. And what the situation, that's the thing that really throws you off the most confusing part about this situation is he does love you. Okay, but what that situation said, that's not the ideal. We don't really care if he loves you or not. It's his actions. Will he actually be able to follow through with those? And when I keep getting these two cards here, it says fair and a just decision. It means with the situation of walking, you have to be fair and just to yourself. You need to walk away from the situation and let it go. You need to express. You need to go through the full range of emotions and everything you're feeling right now, and stop thinking about him and start focusing on you for a change. And say, okay, what do I want? What are my wants, needs, and desires? And has he hit any of those? And be totally honest with yourself. Because your third card is a six of water. Okay? So there's a fascination with the past. There's a fascination of romanticizing the past. It's the ideal that you're still hanging on to this relationship because you're hoping to get that relationship out of him one way or the other. And you're not willing to give up on it just yet. And that's what's been going on for the last so many years is, oh, okay, we're going to get back together. So maybe I'll get that relationship this time. And then you're disappointed again because he doesn't give you that whole thing. And then this could go on It's almost like a shampoo commercial. So on and so on and so on. You know, it just keeps going on because when you also, I mean, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I just don't feel like there's really been honest communication in this relationship. And also, when I say honest communication, I'm not saying with the two of you. I'm saying with each other, with yourselves. What do you really want? And then I got the Nine of Fire, which it says, don't give up. That means on you. There's something deep within you that's saying, you know something? I feel very strong. I should just walk away from this whole thing. Because it's like I've seen a couple times where you've had this, if we don't get back together, it was almost like a sigh of relief. All right? It says, protect what you, protect what you've created. And it's one of those things I get the impression with these two cards together is more, it's just focusing more on you. And then I got the Ace of Air, which is the Ace of Wands. It says the ideal of almost looking at this thing and saying, what some of the things that have come through. It says it's a brilliant new ideal or coming different. Okay, so let's put it one more time. Brilliant new ideals and spirit and inspiration are coming to you. Seeing the truth of the situation and a challenging beginning. Now, to me, when those cards are just saying, flat out, just what I just said, the idea of letting go, going forward, and it talks about a challenging beginning. What's the challenging part about that beginning is it's always hard to let go of the past. It's also this situation is the past. Even if it just happened an hour ago, this is still the past. And with the situation, they're asking you to just cut it loose. Everything. Just go. Just keep going forward. Shed it like a freaking, like a snake sheds its skin. Just let it go. And see what happens. Because the one thing you want to see with the situation is you want someone to come forward. You want someone to come to you. You want someone to be open to you and say, okay, this is how I feel. This is what I want. And I want it now. And actually follow through with it. Okay? Because I get the impression there's been some conversations where he said those things. But the ideal on the other side of the coin, he's never really follow through with those things. There was always some kind of excuse why it couldn't continue. And I'm saying with you, I just want you to sit there and think about these things and ask yourself, am I romanticizing the past that we had together? And I'm trying to recreate that because you're never going to recreate that. That's the ideal of, realistically, that's how a drug addict gets started, is the ideal of taking a drug, getting that fascination or that thrill, that high, and constantly keep chasing that, but never quite getting there. And next thing you know, a person is addicted to heroin, cocaine, whatever. In this situation, you have to ask yourself, am I addicted to this man where I just can't let go of him? And be honest with yourself because it's just realistically it's not good because you have put yourself on the back burner to the point of making this thing work. And I'm going to take a deep breath and let D take over from there. Like I said before, I'm not trying to hurt you either. I'm trying to
hear the truth
and I just don't feel like this man is ever going to give you what you want.
No.
Because I don't feel like he's capable of doing it. I don't think he's ever had to. I mean, it's like I said before, the confusing part is the man does have feelings and loves you. But he wants to keep it this way it is. He don't want to sit there and have any kind of responsibility for anything. Go ahead, DM.
Yeah, I, what you're going to, it's, you shouldn't have to be going through it because you're worth so much more than you believe yourself to be. And this guy, he's really not worthy of you. You've expended a lot of energy and time in him, and there's no excuse. Whether, he can deny till he's blue in the face, but, that he cheated on you, but I think he did. If you stayed with him, if you got back together again, that question would be there.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you always be wondering, did he or didn't he?
Yep.
And if you're always wondering and always looking over your shoulder, you can't have a healthy relationship because you have to trust the person you're with. And if you can't trust that person, if you have doubts, it's not going to work. He's a commitment phobe.
I was in this situation too. Like she's looking for justice. That's what I was talking about before. Underneath the surface, how she's ticked off. She's angry. And there's some things about him that she just wants to. She wants to let him know because I was looking at the justice card, and I kind of rearranged my cards for a minute because I was actually told to, and then I turned into a three-card spread. So the foundation is just as six of cups and nine of swords. The nine of swords, too, guys, it's like nine, the ten, the nine and the ten of swords are really not good cards. Have you ever seen a ten of swords? That's usually a guy lying in the desert with ten swords on his back. Okay? Anytime you sit here and look at swords, too, you got to look at the situation of a person who has a tendency to put a knife in your back. And that's what he does with these situations, because in your case, we'll sit and turn it around and sit and say that he's a person that stabs you in the heart. Just when you think it's going to go to the next level, that's when you get that sharp pain, and he just lets you have it. That's what I was talking about before when I saw these, because I rearranged the cards. Now in the second, it's like a three-card pyramid spread. So I put down the three cards, and then the next two cards was the Ace of Fire and the Ace of Air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what I'm saying is, we've just given you some really good insights. So now it's saying these brilliant ideals and this inspiration you just got, it's time to take this challenging beginning and go forward. And also, these two cards both say, change your life now, a challenging beginning. Okay? And then the top card I put on there, which makes perfect sense with the situation of even describing anything about addictions, is balance. That's the top card of balance. It says the need for balance and moderation, need for cooperation and compromise, waiting for the perfect time. And actually, it's almost like your angels are kind of like screaming at you, saying, okay, this is the time not to get the compromise and not to get the balance and the moderation from him. It's the idea of finding this within yourself, and the cooperation, the compromises you're looking for, is the idea of compromise this situation and look at it for what it is, and then cooperate with yourself and follow through what you really need, what you know you need to do. Go ahead, G. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I'm agreeing with you. She needs to move on, and I know that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take care of yourself, and you've got to take care of yourself, you've got to think about, as Donnie always says, wants, needs, and desires. And it's true. You've expended a lot of time and energy into somebody that has disrespected you.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve to be respected. This man has disrespected you. And then that's unacceptable.
So we look at the situation, too.
To be loved.
Also, if he's gone out and he's, like you called it, you said he pulled around. At that time, he was disrespecting himself because in the process, like I said before, I get the impression the guy is in love with you. So the disrespect, he's disrespecting himself, he's disrespecting you, he's disrespecting everyone across the board. If you continue to stay in the situation, you're just disrespecting yourself. Plus, I was like what Dee said, I always sit here and say, walk up to the guy and go, okay, these are my wants, needs, and desires. Can you fulfill them? Because if you can't, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always say that people's responsibility to make you happy. But we all have wants, we have needs, and we have desires, wants, needs, and desires. You know, I desire to be held. I desire to be kissed. I desire certain things that I feel, that I want to feel. And if a person can't give me those things, I don't think we should compromise on the situation. It's the ideal, really finding it out. There are different situations, like I said, individuality. When some people have a tendency who haven't experienced those or expressed those things in so long, sometimes they think they don't do that, and then they're put into a relationship where those things are reawakened. And I feel like with this situation here, I just feel like there's a lot of promises and a lot of deception. Would you agree, Dee?
Yep. Yes, very much so.
I'm just sitting here looking at the situation going, okay, I don't think I've ever been this passionate about one person and one reading in my life where it's just like, what can we do to sit here and say, do I have to come pick you up? Get you out of here. Let's go. Let's move on. Because I guess that's what I would sit here and say, that's how passionate I am, that's what you need to do. Because, I mean, when I get two cards, the Ace of Fire and the Ace of Air, sitting right next to each other, one says, life is time for a change, a challenging beginning. I don't think you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there and explain that. I mean, it's just like self-explanatory right there. Boom. And then the top card was balance. You know, I guarantee you, if you sit there and work on yourself and find the balance within yourself, you'll see all the imbalances within him and see why it didn't work. and why you need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those situations. Don't you know? It's like if you don't want to make a decision today about letting this go completely, at least make the decision to work on you.
Okay.
Do you have a friend you can visit, or who can visit, who can stay with you for a while?
I have my sister.
Okay, because I don't think you should be alone right now.
Is your sister sitting there telling you that she told you so?
My sister, she was not happy, but she can tell I wasn't happy.
She's what?
She was not happy because she knew I wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was disagreeing with, like, she said exactly like you. She was disagreeing with the whole situation because I was putting too much energy, as you mentioned, and everything I did, and it still didn't work. And it beat me up because I always blame myself. What did I do wrong? Why me? Why did that? What was wrong with me? It always comes personal somehow.
You've got to stop
wrong
that.
With you. It's like, look at the situation. If he points out to you and says, okay, this is what's wrong with you, what he's actually saying is he's seeing a reflection through you. So basically, those are the things he needs to work on himself.
No.
Any more questions? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just like, I know, it's just like, I still have that little teeny tiny hope he would come back and he would try to fix it somehow. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you. It's just, you know, I don't know. I went through the same thing myself with a girl. I was separated for 3 years, and then my angel sister told me one day, so when she calls you, she will call you. I'm like, oh, really? They said, yeah, but don't get your hopes high. It's the idea of listening to the conversation when she does call, and you'll know exactly which way to proceed. So I was like, okay. So all this hole in the hole, she did call, and we sit and talked, and all she did was complain and bitch about everything she did 3 years ago. So she had not moved on. And I was sitting there going, okay. At that moment, I realized I was still deeply in love with her, but also at the same time, I realized it wasn't going to work because she was still 3 years back. And I started looking at all the things I had accomplished in those 3 years. I had no intention of giving up. I believe that there are certain kind of compromises in relationships, but not giving up oneself. I think those compromises happen in certain situations, like, you know, I want to ride in the front seat. No, your her mother's coming, so she's going to ride in the front seat. So you compromise and sit in the back. Things like that. But never compromise who you are. Never compromise your character. Never give up your wants, needs, and desires, and your dreams. It should be one of those things that when you come together, you should be both working on those goals together. And they are also motivating each other to also go after their own personal goals as well.
I agree.
I mean, I've been sitting here, I have a girlfriend, and we've been seeing each other since March, and when I first met her, she had a dream of working and becoming a psychic, and now she works for two psychic lines, she works for herself, she's actually done a lot of work, and she's actually on this show from time to time. So it's like one of those things, you know, she went from dreaming about it, and now she's living it, and she has more dreams that she wants to accomplish, and I think it's one of those things of actually focusing and balancing each other out, and actually pushing each other, nudging each other to go after our goals, you know. And it's been said that when two people come together and it's a great, fantastic relationship, they have a higher percent of success with manifestations than people who are single. Okay, so therefore, it's another proof, guys, when you get into a really good relationship, the sign is your dreams, your wants, needs, and desires are fulfilled, your dreams come true. It's something like a Disney movie, but it's not. And all those things just start falling into place. But it's a sign to you that says this is a relationship because all these positive things are happening. The same way with me too. I've been trying to get back to Colorado for at least 3 years. Me and her met, and actually it was at the end of March that I actually came out here. And now I'm back in Colorado, and we're also working a lot of things, and work is getting better. I'm sitting here hitting all my goals, so that must be something that's in the person, but also it just seems like it works. Things are happening. Focus, you know. People are still learning about certain things. Sometimes you have situations like that too, but in the process of learning, you both are learning about each other and yourselves, and you just keep getting closer. When you have a situation where it's constantly trying to figure out a person, trying to figure what's going on, why does he do that? Why does he? Nobody's enjoying anything.
Sure.
And I get the impression with him sitting around, yeah, sure, he's thinking about this. He's wondering what's going on. But at the same time, I still don't feel like he's ever going to take that next step and go forward.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it's done. It's over.
Well, it's one of those situations that has to be, because you feel like when he broke up the first time and it was because of he said he wasn't ready to get married. That was a lie of many lies.
I think it's probably a lie, because when we got back together in 2010, he said he wanted to do it, but he's just not ready. He has money problems and with the business and everything, and he's like, just be patient with me and let me do it in my own time. And it's been 2 years already, and that his own time never came.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was all lie.
I'm just saying things happen quick. When there's, you know, the only times I see a lot of times where things don't go forward very quickly is because people drag on their feet. I mean, I've been sitting there, it's kind of amazing when you sit there and talk to people. My daughter was one of them too, where she's like, you don't go on the internet and you tell people, okay, you talk to them on the internet through a dating service or something, or you meet them, and I sit there and tell them, I said, okay, this way it works. I don't like typing. So here's my phone number, give me a call. Like, my daughter was like, that's just being too pushy. I said, no, that's how it's done. There was just a lot of things. And then I met April, and then March we started talking, and then when she started doing the work she's doing, I started doing the work I was doing, really putting her efforts into the whole thing, to the point now she's coming out in June. She's coming out in June 13th, where we're actually going to meet each other face-to-face. We've been doing all of our work and all of our talking and communicating through Skype, in phones and stuff. And it's one of those situations where, and things are progressing very quickly. As some people would say, they're progressing too quick. I'm like, no, they're not. They're progressing just like they're supposed to. The perception is most people perceive things the way they're going to be. And what you have here is a guy who, his perception is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, we got to hang on to that one. I'm scared to death if I change my life. These are the thoughts. And then the ideal, on the other hand, I get the impression him sitting around moping and being a little irritated by this whole situation, because he says he doesn't understand what's going on. At first, I got the impression that he might actually try to call somebody after the situation between the two of you two. But I don't get it as one of his friends. I get it as a female.
Mm-hmm. So he's also trying to call somebody to talk about the whole situation.
I would have to say, I'm not sure about exactly what he's doing. I don't think he's exactly sure what he's doing. I just feel like he picked a phone up to call somebody else who was a female just to try to figure out the situation. I don't think it's fair for people to have friends with benefits, especially in the context of actually having a relationship with somebody else. Okay? Well, mm-hmm. keep us informed what's going on with the situation. Like I said before, the two cards that kind of spelled it for me said, it's time for a change, and it's a challenging beginning. And you should sit there and consider that by just moving on and see what happens, you know?
All right. So much. I really
appreciate it. And let us know exactly what happens. If you get a chance, I'd love to sit down and do a private session with you, too, so we can actually really get deep into the situation, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you for giving us a call tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, I'm Psychic X-Journey Man, your host, and this is the Psychic X-Journey Man Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We have 27 minutes left, so give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Like we said before earlier, I'll sit there and talk to the lady and said, the ideal is sitting down doing private readings. And I've had so many people call and talk to me about, you know, we should change the format of the show, answer a couple questions, keep it short, keep it brief, blah, 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 blah. You know something? That's what everybody does. We're not trying to be like everybody else. We want to have a format that you can come on here and feel relaxed, comfortable, and get a reading. But you've had some of my clients, they get readings after readings after readings after readings. You know, so when you sit and look at the situation of work and sessions, I do relationship counseling. I do life coaching. I work with parents. I work with kids. I work with individuals. It's one of those situations of sitting down and helping people to actually find themselves in the process of being successful with whatever and anything they're trying to manifest and work on, so therefore they can have that life they've always wanted and realize what they like, what they have to let go of, okay? And that's the thing, all right? So that said and done, if you would like to keep this kind of format going on and actually support and be a part of the whole situation, donate to the show. All right? We have a sponsor named Richard Valango who has a nice body wash. Not body wash. Yes, he has a nice body wash and some really natural products. So go to his website, divinebodywash.com, and check him out. He's also saying, right now, if you want to take a sip, get an idea what these are all about and actually donate to a great show, then donate $25 to the show. He'll give you a bottle of body wash. And you'll be contributing to actually keeping this kind of format so people can come on and be as relaxed, as calm as they want to. No expectations. Great thing. If you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that, too. So that's the whole thing. But also with donations, you can donate anything you like. You can donate a dollar if you wish. All right, we appreciate every donation we've ever gotten. And for people out there who have donated to the show, we thank you and appreciate all those donations. And right now with the situation with some of the formats we got going on, donations would really help out. So if you can give an extra few dollars, it'd be great. Fantastic, love it. And like I said before, thank you in advance. Also, with the situation in hand, I also do private readings too as well. I would really do a lot of that work and myself do those readings and stuff too. Well, we'd all would be working together with the idea of keeping this message and this kind of show going so everybody can do what they want. Because the ideal, we just sit here and took about 40 minutes for that last session. I'm sorry for everybody waiting in the queue, but when I sit here and see situations like this, it's not just a couple questions that's going to really help this person come to the conclusion of decisions that they need to make. I understand this should be done in private, but that lady right there, that's a 5-session right there, okay? And it's one of those things, just not working with the situation and moving on, it's also working with the situation of her working on herself and realizing what the situation of some of the spiritual work she needs to do is to get rid of that cloudiness within herself, where she can get that and she can understand why she needs to move on, all right? Also, with the, like I said, you can call me for this private readings too. Just give me a call at 740-500-8863. I'm actually calling into the queue real quickly. All right, and I was going to check out one thing out too. I want to make sure. For private readings, just give me a call at 740-500-8863, and also call me through Skype at 740-601-9835, or you can call me on my private line, which is 719-632-6257, or contact me through Skype through my Skype name, which is Donald.ReedH, that's all in small letters, or you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. This month we're having specials across the board, so if you want to take advantage of those specials, please do so. Glad to hear from each and every one of you. Our May special is $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for $45, $25 for 25 minutes. We also have a 15-minute session for $15, which is a one-card angel reading. Those are pretty wild, too, because we can actually take one card and do a reading for you. Also, the situation of the parties, group readings, 90-minute sessions for counseling, life coaching, relationship counseling, work with children, those kind of things as well. All the sessions are only, they're usually between $135 to $150 per session, but this month they're only $77 across the board. Okay, plus we also have blocks of time. So if you buy 5 75-minute sessions, that's $150. If you buy 5 45-minute sessions, that's $100. If you buy 5 25-minute sessions, those are $75. All right. And plus, with a 90-minute session, which I always recommend for relationship counseling and life coaching, lets you at least do three sessions. I think we can actually work with those and really get some good details and good information out and do some great work. And I just recommend three sessions. So right now we also have a special where you can get three of those specials for only $150. All right, so we also have Skype where you can do one-on-one readings and group and conference calls or parties. The price is not different. It's just a different format to communicate through so we can reach more people. So keep that in mind if you're in Washington State and you want to do a face-to-face reading. Skype is open to you. It's still the same price, okay? So with that said, too, as well, if you want to sponsor the show and actually want us to promote your product, your service, or you, that's only a flat $40 fee a month. So keep that in mind. No, I'm sorry, it's $45. Sorry, it's $45. So $45. I'm going to go shoot myself. Anyway, $45 flat fee. So if you want to do that route, it's a whole lot cheaper than most places I've advertised with. Like I said before, I've gone through Muscle Fitness Magazine and a couple other ones where it's like $600 a month. And some of these places you pay per month. You do hit a lot of people. I'm not saying you're not, but so do we. And now you have a great price that you can actually take advantage of with some advertising and promote yourself. So keep that in mind, too, as well. So if you're a psychic, a person got a book, or whatever it is, guys, you know, we'd love to hear from you and that kind of stuff. So if you're coming on the show and that you're getting a reading and that kind of stuff and you actually have those things kind of going on, you are more than welcome to give everybody the information so they can actually contact you. All right? So like I said before, just give us a call on the private lines, 740-500-8863 or 719-632-6257. Or just go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And remember, May special, $75 for 75 minutes. Also, I will finish. Also on Fridays, we're going to start giving away a 45-minute reading for free for the fifth caller. All right? And we're also looking for other psychics to join us on the show on the Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday shows to sit down and psychic format where people can actually call in and get different opinions, or maybe you might get the same one for everybody else, which actually will give you a confidence really quickly to actually knowing what direction you should go into and the answers that come across. So join us. We're going to bring in some more people and guests and that kind of thing. So I think it's going to be a great summer. So join us. If you have any topics of your own that you want to bring on the show and you all want to sit down and talk about, bring them to the table. And also with the readings and stuff like that. When you go on the site, you'll see the prices, or even when we sit and tell you about the prices on the show right now. It's like we all know that you have budgets and certain things like that. And what's really important here is the work. We want to do the work. All right? So the way to keep it balanced is just come to the table with what you got. Okay? Figure out your budget. Get your time. Get your finances. Get the money you need for the reading and that kind of stuff. Call us up. We'll sit down. We'll do it. Okay? If you miss the mark, say you can't get the $75, but you got $65, let's do a $65 for $75. Okay? Whatever it is, I guarantee you if you come to the table and they say, let's make a deal, I guarantee you I've never said no to no one. Okay? So keep that in mind. So give us a call. And we're going to go over here to Dee, and we're going to get her information so you can actually take advantage of her fantastic jewelry and her readings too as well. So go ahead, Dee.
Okay. If you're interested in a reading, contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindowmessenger@hotmail.com. I'll try to get back to you in 24 to 48 hours. And everything I do is for donations, and I take PayPals. And if you're looking for a 60-minute reading, I suggest a $60 donation. But I'm willing to work with other blocks of time and just bring your, you know, whatever you feel you can afford. You know, if you're, you know what I mean, just, I'm sorry, my brain's gone here. But contact me, and we'll work something out. So the same as Donnie does.
No problem.
And I suggest for 20 minutes, a $20 donation for an email reading. My brain will kick in eventually. I also do healing energy, so just contact me. And I've never turned anyone away either. If you have a need, I'm here for you, and I will give you the best reading I possibly can. I will tell you exactly what I get. I'm not going to sugarcoat for you or tell you what think you want to hear, because it's not doing, won't do you any justice or me either. And if you're interested in jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and my jewelry is made with freshwater pearls, all kinds of interesting stones like amethyst and moss agate, and you name it, pretty much I can use it. I do going to be getting into chakra jewelry, so if you're interested in that, just give me a shout. Email me at my Spirit Wind email for now, and I can send you some pictures to show you exactly, give you some idea of what I do. I make necklaces, earrings, bracelets. So contact me, and if you're interested, and we'll discuss the length of a necklace that you want, and that sort of thing. Your style, what stones you're into, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And I take PayPal for that, and we'll discuss the prices and make sure that you're happy and satisfied.
There you go. I'll send it on the same thing, too.
My brain.
I forgot to sit here and say, hey, you know, I do email readings, too, and right now, this month, they're using, and I actually looked on the website today, and I was like, okay, my email readings, there's five cards, it's a five-card, three-question reading, which usually goes for $50, all right? But for this month, and this month only, we're going to be at $14.95 for those readings, too. So if you go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, you will see where it says email readings, and it has my email address, which is actually psychicxjourneyman@live.com. So go check it out, too. And also, the reason we thought donations earlier, well, and it's kind of a position to actually need those, because we've actually fallen short on the fees this month for the show and all the things that go along with it, and all the amenities, I guess you would say. So if you're out there and you can spare a little bit because you can actually help us out this month, we really, really, really appreciate that too. And in the process of donations, if you want to donate to the show and would like to ask for a reading in return, I don't think that would be out of the question, so go ahead and do that too as well. And that's one of those things, it's just we're trying to get the fees back up the whole thing, because when we don't get everything in at one time, it actually has a little restrictions on the things. We like to keep the show as clear and open as much as you can. So it's clear for you so you can be heard and you understand. And plus, if you was here when we actually had area code 201, you will see that we do not sugarcoat anything on this show. So therefore, I hope you heard that one, because it's one of those situations we want people to understand flat out. I actually had to sit down with her and tell her that she needed to really take a deep breath, relax, and take in what's happening right now, because she wasn't allowing the truth to come in, because she kept on justifying it and actually defending him. And I felt like the only reason she was defending him was because she knew that we were right, and she wasn't really opening herself to hear it. She was here, and I told her, I said, you're here for a reason, to hear the truth, so allow yourself to take it in, okay? So in that situation, definitely, I wanted to sit down and tell everybody, it's like, this way to do it. Because, I mean, my relationship thing is one of my passions, because I just want people to have great relationships. I just feel like relationships is one of the key components to a foundation of a relationship and a life. And when they work good, they work, and when those things are good and everything like that, everything else seems to fall into place. And it's the ideal, sitting down with people and go, okay, guys, husband, get your head out of your freaking lower extremities. Wipe your face off so you can see what's going on, that you got this great woman with you, but you're so caught up in your own freaking life and saying, okay, I don't know. Why don't you find out what you do know, all right? What do you know? You know everything. You're just not allowing yourself to do that because the world is telling you, oh, you've hit 40 or you hit 50. Oh, you know, there's so many things you haven't experienced. Not realizing, my friend, you've experienced everything you're supposed to up to this point. You have not missed anything. There's nothing missing. There's no space in your life that's not been fulfilled. There are no spaces. That's what the illusion is. But people ask the question, when you say look past the illusion, what is the illusion? The illusion is what you created with your thinking of yesterday. What was you thinking yesterday? You were thinking that, hey, there's a space missing, or there's something missing in my life. You're right, it was. What's missing is the time and space that you're supposed to be taking with yourself, which you haven't done. Everybody gets caught up in the whole situation and goes, you know something? I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time for these things. Well, my friend, find them. Find the time. That is the key component in any great relationship or great life, is for one person to find the time for themselves and find themselves, maintain that, and be strong within oneself and to get that foundation. So therefore, no matter what happens in your life, you always have a strong foundation within yourself so you can go over any speed bump, any obstacle with ease. Okay, so keep that in mind. All right, with that notion in going, we're going to sit there and go on to our next caller as soon as I find him. All right.
Misplaced caller.
Okay, let's go to 561. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello. Hi, Tommy and Dee.
Hi.
Tommy and Lily.
How are you?
I wanted to ask you, when do you think my finances are going to improve?
Okay. Say it one more time, but could you speak up just a little bit more? Cause I'm having a tough time hearing you.
I wanted to ask you guys, when do you think my finances are going to improve?
The way it comes to me, I keep getting June. Let's see.
Okay.
It says, defend your beliefs and decisions, stand your ground, and choose the battles wisely, which is the ideal things coming up and focus, but there's no choices to be made at this moment. So I feel like as we get closer to June, I get the impression that there's going to be some opportunities to actually attract money.
Okay.
The way it comes to me is the ideal opening avenues and go, okay, what's going to come in today? All kinds of stuff. If you let it, I'm sitting there going, gosh, man, really? Yes. Sometimes you got to just take some time and talk to yourself, okay? You just got to have a nice heart-to-heart with yourself and say, you talk to yourself and say, I'm calm, I'm cool, and I'm in demand. So people, you know, it's like everything's happening, things are coming to me, and even to the point of telling yourself, I'm a money magnet. Money's coming to me right now. Sit down and do a visualization and go, imagine yourself and say, I'm a magnet, I'm a magnet. And just imagine everything you want, need, desire, just zooming them away, just really attracting all those things come to you to the point where in the vision you actually see these things sticking to you, like money everywhere. You know, that significant one sticking to your leg. Oh, you know. Sit there and work with a visualization like that so you can actually feel like a gravitational field around you just pulling everything to you like you're this big coral and you're a big old magnet and it's just everything just coming to you. You know?
Okay, so I did ask my husband, but don't flat out know. I said I asked my ex-husband because last month he helped me, and now he tells me he can't help me anymore.
Didn't you say he said he was going to help you anyway, and then didn't he change his mind?
Yeah, he did change his mind.
And then he got kind of angry and stuff. You said you need to go get a job, and I think he said you're going
to
school and stuff. Right?
Yeah, he sent me some really nasty text messages that were, oh my gosh, I couldn't even read. I mean, he's horrible.
No, you shouldn't even read his text messages.
I don't even read them.
Good.
He
used to send me texts, he used to send me emails that it's terrible. I had to block them on my email. Now he's going through the text message.
Oh, wow.
He originally told me he would give the money to my son, then now he turned around and said he never said that and lied.
Oh, really? Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me anyway with the situation, things unfolding. But, yeah, look at that. Let's go back to the chat room. You keep talking. Okay.
2 years. It's been 2 years.
Was that a three-part question? 3, 5, 5, 8. Oh, she's still in there. Okay, hold up, guys. I'm trying to get the chat room. All right. I'm just saying with this situation, work with those visualizations, okay? Because I think you're really going to get some good things out of the whole thing. And it's, the situation, like she said, stop reading his emails because realistically with the advice he's giving out, he should be taking himself.
And then I got to stop because I feed into them, and then I'm like, oh, I got to stop this. I'm just feeding into negativity, and then I fall into the trap again like I have for the past 10 years, and then it's like a vicious cycle, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it gets me stuck in this back, and I don't want to be stuck anymore. I mean, I wasn't asking him to support me. now. I mean, I'm doing my best to find a job, and but he doesn't think I'm looking. He thinks I just want to live off welfare.
Well, you don't.
No, I don't. That's the last thing. I've been very independent my whole life. Never asked anybody for anything. Paid for everything myself. So believe me, it's not easy when, you know, I have to ask the church to pay for gas for my car to go to school and look for a job. But my ex-husband thinks that, you know, I'm sitting here just looking to live off the gravy train.
And basically, you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
I mean,
in his eyes.
Yeah, no, he just he thinks that I've been living off everybody for the past 10 years. So it's always worked, you know, so I don't know where. He says he thinks that I'm not even true. It's just a way to get under my skin. But I'm just, I didn't ask him to support me, just to help me out this month. But originally, like I said, he did give me money last month and then said he would give it to my son, then he turned around and lied and said he never said it. After I told him, he sent me a text message that said he was going to, so we've been fighting for 2 days. Do you think he might reconsider, or you think it's out of the question until ever he'll do anything?
I don't think he's going to reconsider.
No, he's such a...
He's in his mode, whatever you want to call it, and that's it. He's going to be, in plain English, an asshole.
I don't know the situation. He might change his mind, but if he does, it's going to be out of the blue. It's just going to show up one day and go, here you go. And it's almost like out of spite, just so he can actually deliver it to you face to face. So I would actually, you know, take that in consideration too.
Yep. No, and he would never come see me face to face. He lives behind a computer and behind a text message.
I'm just saying.
No, he's a coward. He would never come over here and give me something. Never. Unless he had to slap me with a lien or something. That would make him happy.
I agree with you.
Yeah, he would never do anything. He never does anything out of goodness of his heart. And unfortunately, he's making my two sons just like him. It really bothers me big time. But I don't know what else to do. I can't afford my kids here, so I have them stay over there more.
Okay.
And then they come back here and disrespect me, and I know where that's coming from him. So... I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm, you know, getting down nitty gritty in my checkbook, and I'm not even going to have any gas pretty soon. I just don't know where to turn to.
Well, I guess the impression's not going to be coming through very quickly here.
Really quickly? I mean, June is still 2 weeks away. What is today?
I'm agreeing with Donnie because I was saying 2 or 3 weeks to myself, and I think that's still June, but it's, you know, it's not that far off.
I know, but when you're down to nitty gritty with money and you're going to have your phone shut off, it's... And I can't drive around without car insurance, so I don't know what to do. I really don't. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried places like the Salvation Army?
Yeah. I've contacted every community. You know, they've helped me with my electric, and churches have helped me with gas, and I'm on food stamps, and I can't work on my classes without my computer, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Something happens with my computer, I won't be able to do my classes online.
Right. That's actually trying to get back to the Just one of those situations, what I was suggest doing is the idea, okay, we could sit and go to churches and all that kind of stuff, but the thing I keep getting the most is that, you know, people think it's crazy if you say, okay, they think the answer here is affirmation, and focusing and visualizing and that kind of stuff too, but I just keep getting that everything else has been done, everything else has been spent. It's the idea of opening up your mind, changing it. I mean, it's amazing when you do a show, it says change your thinking, change your life. And everybody goes back and reads that. There's a really longing for that. So when I sit there and look at situations like you're into, I do the same thing too, because the last couple of days it's been kind of quiet, and I've been focusing and saying money's good, money's energy. Money flows to me easily. The universe is my benefactor. What was my favorite one? I am fully supported making money doing what I love to do. I deserve happiness, ease, and abundance. I deserve prosperity. The more I enjoy life and contribute to the lives of others, the more money I make. I am richly rewarded for all that I give. I love my life. And this is what I was talking about before. I am a money magnet.
Money comes to me. Do you think if I'm nice to him?
Huh?
Do you think if I'm nice to him, I might get it? Or do you think it's pretty much a dead deal, done deal?
Ask that one more time.
Do you think if I ask my ex-husband nicely that he might reconsider, or do you think it's pretty much a done deal and he will not give another penny?
Might sound crazy, but I get the impression that he would change his mind. But it's not the idea of the way you ask it. I get the impression if you focus on it, like seeing it in your mind's eye, that it will actually happen, of doing some affirmations and visualizations before you go and asking, I get the impression you might get a different outcome of the whole thing. Because you said and told me, you said it one time before, he said he would do it.
Yeah, he did.
And he changed
his mind. Yeah.
But it's just affirmations are one of those things, not the idea of changing people's minds, but it's the idea of letting down the resistance of why they changed their mind in the first place. It was probably based on some kind of fear or something like that. And it's almost like he's scared if he gives to you, then you might actually get out of a situation where he, I don't know, I just get a lot of attention there. What a freaking craziness, back and forth, shooting me across the cans. You know, that kind of thing where he doesn't make any sense sometimes with some of the things he does, but I just feel like
what did
do
he
some
say?
Affirmations.
He's afraid if he helps me, I'll get out of it. Hello?
Say it one more time.
I said, what did you say? He's afraid that if he helps me, I'll get out of it, and that he doesn't want me out of the slump.
Wants to keep you hanging on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nothing would make him happier if he knew that I was homeless.
Well, it seems like he's always into things, you know, like I just want to say before, attention. Thank you. Attention and all kind of stuff.
Well, he's a really hard person to handle. I mean, you have to, he's a con artist, number one, so you have to. You never know what type of mood he's going to be in. He changes, like, you know. Very changeable. He'll say one thing and then turn and say he never said it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never trust him. I mean, even though I got it on a text message that he said that he would help me, and then turn around and said he never said it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last thing I want to do is I would love to just get a job. I mean, I went on interview Friday, and it seemed pretty promising, but, I mean, if you guys don't think something's going to come through for 2 or 3 more weeks, oh, my God, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to live on the little bit that I have left for 3 more weeks.
Right.
Gas alone is like $50.
I just say keep opening up. Open yourself up to receive. I just
don't know where I'll get it from. I don't.
Well, see, that's the point. That's what I was trying to say. I was talking about earlier in the idea of letting go of your control issues. That was like everybody has this thing and think that the doing. They're always constantly doing something. If they're not doing something, they need to think they need to do something. And a lot of times it's just the ideal being, which means just allow things to happen.
You have any idea when I should ask him again? Do you think I should wait a few more days?
Probably the end of next week.
The end of next week.
Toward the end of next week.
Maybe I should go to his house. He runs.
Go to his house, but if you do that, invoke some energy and some protection, okay?
Oh my gosh, what does that mean? I mean, I'm not afraid of him because
no, it just means the idea of protecting yourself from his energy, that's what it means.
He's a coward. I mean, he would never do anything for my kids. He's just in fact a sex machine, you know. So at the end of next week. So you think I should text him, or should I call him, or go to his house?
Hello.
Something.
I'm not sure.
But okay, you know. Ask the question.
What?
Again. I'm trying to keep up with everybody in the chat room, and I've got like two conversations going on here for a minute. I'm trying to get things clear.
All right. Well, I'll just give it a few days next week, and maybe he'll.
If you have any more problems and issues or something like that, we have a show on Tuesday. So if you want to, you know, give us a call, 6 p.m. we'll be here. So if you need some more input on the whole thing, yeah, give it a couple of days. Focus, relax.
Maybe I'll have my son ask him. Actually, he might do it if my son asks.
I'm just saying, do some meditations and connect with your angels. And the idea of guidance is there all the time.
Because he might do it if my son asks him for me.
Uh-huh.
That's why he gave it to me the last time. I had asked my son to help me. And then my son went to him and said, you help mom. So he would have never helped me if my son didn't say something to him.
Gotcha.
So I'm thinking maybe if I go to my son.
It's kind of crazy. I know some of the situations are going on with people, I swear. I just want to smack him.
Well, all right. Well, I'm good. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
You have a good night, and keep us informed of the situation, how it's all unfolding. Thank you for calling. You have a great night, okay? Okay, she's gone. Okay, I was going to put the situation out there where it's like, we're done with the show, and I want to tell everybody thank you for everybody for being here. Thank you for all the listeners, all the callers. Thank you for all the support. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. If you want to contact me for a free reading, and we're on Tuesday, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So contact us then. Got a couple questions, a couple subjects, topics, whatever. Join us on the shows, and let's make them the best shows we've ever had. Also, you can contact me for private readings at 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835. Or through my private line, 719-632-6257, or through Skype at donald.reed8. I'm sorry, it's donald.reed8. And it's all in small letters, or you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have specials going on for this month, $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for $45, and 25 minutes for 25, okay, hold it, $45 for, it's 45 minutes for $45 and 25 minutes for $25. We also have a $15 reading, which is it's actually 15 minutes, is one card. You can contact me for email readings this
month two, they're only at $14.95. That's 5 cards and 3 questions. Also, we have our 90-minute sessions and our parties, group readings, that kind of stuff, are going for $77 per session. So, therefore, we also have blocks of time. Blocks of time go like this. 3 90-minute sessions, $150. 5 75-minute readings, they're also $150. 5 45-minute readings is $100, and 5 25-minute readings is $75. So give us a call. Be glad to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys, and whatever your budget is, bring it to the table again so we can work with it. Thank you. Go ahead, Dee, give me information out too.
Okay. If you'd like a reading from me, contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations. I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I have a suggestion if you want a 60-minute reading of $60. If you want an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20, but I'll work with different amounts of time, and we'll sit down and just, you know, we'll work out, you know, exactly what you're going to pay. I accept PayPal, and I do healing energy, and I'm looking forward to reading for any of you that would like a good reading. Also, if you're interested in jewelry, I'm Dreamweaver Designs, and I work with stone beads like moss agate, Picasso jasper, all kinds of good stones, and use freshwater pearls, stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. Absolutely beautiful stuff. And I'm going to be doing chakra jewelry, so if you're interested in that, just, you know, let me know and we'll work something out. I make bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and we'll work out what size necklace you want, how long you want it. And some people like larger sizes than others, bigger stones. And we'll work out how many strands, that sort of thing, and the pricing. So, and I take PayPal for that as well. So contact me, and I'd love to work with you, and I'd love to be able to make you a fantastic piece of jewelry.
No problem. Always remember one thing, too. Be someone's first choice, not their last resort. And join us Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We'll be back here again doing readings for an hour and a nice topic on Atlantis and Lemuria. Are they one and the same, or were they two different societies? You think about it. Get with us. We're also looking for your comments, too, as well, to call in. Plus, we'll also be on that night doing readings. So if you want to give us a call at 646-721-9031, and we'll see you all then. Okay, guys? And we'll go back to the queue here. And we will see you. Actually, we'll see you Tuesday night. And thank you. We're all out of here. And, Dee, I'll talk to you then. You have a great night.
Okay.
Have a great day. And
you too.
Talk to you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.